Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another installment of Health Centering on the Radio, brought to you by our partners and friends at Fulton County Health Center. Always a pleasure to welcome in Jana Raby from the FCHC Foundation. Good to see you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's start out with just an update for the listeners on what's happening with our FCHC Foundation, some of the things you're doing right now.
Yes, so last year, 2025, was the second full year of an operating foundation. So it was just really cool to see that was really our full year of seeing what this looks like. Our first year of running was just kind of making stuff up and kind of getting things on the ground. So last year, everything was up and running, and just seeing our community turn up and turn out for every event we have, every fundraiser we have, is just really awesome to see. And I know that can only allow us to grow and do bigger and better things.
Nice. And people in the couple of years that you've been really promoting this have come along, jumped on board, and helped out.
Yes, for sure.
And you still have more and more. And of course, you're looking for more folks to come along and be a part of this.
Yes, I think we kind of focused on those big events and kind of getting our name out there and telling people who we are and what we're about. And now we're just looking for more of those larger donors. We're starting to get into estate planning and stuff like that.
Very nice. So we have some specific events we want to let folks know about here, Jana, that are coming up. What's the first one on the calendar here?
Yes, the first one on the calendar is Doctor's Day on March 30th. So this is a day at the hospital that we always make a big deal, just because those doctors are such special people at the hospital, and obviously they do great work. So this year we went live with it already. So on our website, fchcfoundation.org, on our donate page, you will see the opportunity to make a small tribute donation in honor of a doctor you know, your favorite doctor, maybe a doctor that saved your life. So just go on and make a small donation and kind of tell us about why you love that doctor, why you keep coming back. And we will not only share that with those doctors, that's always a little... they love to hear that good feedback.
Sure.
So we'll share it with those doctors, but we're also going to showcase some of those stories on our social media, just letting everybody else know why the community loves our doctors.
Good to hear the good reports, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And doctors are human beings. They appreciate the praise as much as anyone.
For sure. It lets them know that the work they're doing is helpful and appreciated.
Okay. So for folks who want to do that, again, the best way to do that?
On fchcfoundation.org.
Okay.
And we have a donate tab, so you will see that Doctor's Day donations listed under that.
fchc.org. And there's a tab there.
Yep.
Pretty easy to navigate.
Yep. Has everything, any kind of donations you would like to make are listed right on that page.
I had to ask that because, I'm at that age where easy to navigate is important.
Yeah. Yeah. We try to keep it as easy as possible.
Okay. You made it 60s friendly then.
Yep,
like it.
Yep.
Okay. I love it. All right. So, and you really are at the center of all this, planning these events, the fundraisers and things like this. What's the next thing coming then?
The next thing after Doctor's Day is actually Nurses Week. So this is just the same thing. A lot of times we thank the doctors for saving our life, but between the time you enter the hospital and the time you see the doctor, you come in contact with a lot of nice, friendly nurses. So first week of May is Nurses Week, and this is just another way to either thank a department of nurses or thank a specific nurse for the work that they're doing as well, and let them know that they are just as much appreciated.
Fantastic. And you know, those relationships with nurses and doctors, they're essential to what makes Fulton County Health Center such a special place for so many people. Because of the relationships.
Yes, for sure. And I'm just going to say our nurses are those people who are keeping our doctors in line. So the doctors tend to get the most credit, but the nurses are right there along with them.
Excellent. And again, the same site, fchc.org?
FCHC Foundation.
Okay, FCHC Foundation.
Yes.
I apologize.
Yep,
all right.
No
FCHCFoundation.org. Okay, fantastic. Now, down the road just a little bit, heading into the early part of summer, what's next on the list of events?
Yeah, so after kind of those recognition holidays, we're going to move into our 5K. So that is going to be on Sunday, May 17th. And last year we did that on a Saturday, bright and early. And this was just something that we last minute threw together last year, and it was an amazing turnout. We partnered with Dave's Running Shop to kind of, you know, they know the ins and outs of a 5K. I can put it an event together, but I'm not an expert in everything.
They've done a few thousand of them.
Yeah, bringing them in was great. And they just were, I guess, just shared with us, they were amazed by the turnout for a first year event. So like I said, our community always shows up for us. So that was just a prime example of that. So this year we had to move it to a Sunday, but we're hoping people will show up for that as well. So that's Sunday, May 17th. And this year it's going to be at noon. So we can all head to church and then after we can maybe go for a nice walk or run. This year we are bringing in some food trucks just to either... Last year, we saw a lot of families come with their runners. So they, while they were hanging out and people were running, we just had a lot of people hanging around. So thought we'd bring in some food trucks and people can get a bite to eat after or during while they're watching their friends and family race. So we're not sure exactly what those look like yet, but we're working on buckling those down.
Good. So as far as laying out the 5K route, who does that?
Well, we have, so again, just working at a small community hospital, this just will tell that story. So we have this 5K we want to put on, and I'm like, I am not a runner. I am not putting this course together. Our CFO, his wife, she runs 5Ks. She loves them. So he went home to her and was like, hey, we need a 5K course put together. And she mapped it all out for us. We said we wanted it to be at Homecoming Park. I just think that's something, the trails that Rotary has worked really hard on.
Really nice.
The hospital's also a part of Rotary. So that was just, again, one of those things. We wanted to utilize those. Our CFO stepped in and his wife mapped out the trail for us.
Very nice. Yep. And you'll use the same trail this
year?
Yes,
the same path, the same course. So we got a lot of good feedback about that. It goes through the trails. Everybody gets to see those. And then it circles around the park one time and ends up back in the parking lot.
Oh, that's a great trail. All right, fantastic. And again, that is coming up on
May 17th at noon at Homecoming Park.
Okay. Also at fchcfoundation.org, is there information there?
Yes, sign up link is available there. You can see the course map, the t-shirt that everybody will get, and that's a $40 registration fee if you register before May 11th. Any registrations that come in after that will bump up to $45.
Got it. Okay, fantastic. All right, now, I know that the golf outing has been hugely successful over the years. You tweaked it a little bit last year, and it was a bonanza year for you.
Yes, it was. So this year, 2026, will be the 27th annual FCHC golf outing. So until year 26, the FCHC Auxiliary kind of handled that golf outing, and they just did such a good job making it a stress-free day. They have built it from the ground up. We have 36 team slots and we never have a problem filling those. So we're turning away teams every single year. So that's one of those things that we get people contacting us starting in January. When can I register? So we just make registration April 1 so that whoever gets there first gets a spot.
And nice then, problem to have.
Yes, it is. It's a really nice problem to have. Just again, one of those things that everybody's showing up for. And then obviously we have our customers, our vendors who don't necessarily want to golf or are so busy they can't bring a team. And we always have sponsorship opportunities available for that as well.
Fantastic. And it's right here at Wasion at Ironwood?
Yes, it is.
All right. Shout out to Quinn and the guys at Ironwood. They do a tremendous job with these outings.
Yes, they do. I think this is one of those events that has been so well built and, again, just community partnership that there's not much work we have to do in preparation for. So Quinn and his team, they take care of the meal. They take care of putting the names on the golf carts, making sure we have enough golf carts, and just honestly, they handle quite a bit of it, which is just awesome and makes things a lot easier for us the day of.
Terrific. Makes it a lot easier for you.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a one-man band. We have lots of help and lots of employees who always volunteer for this. So it's just a great partnership community and just makes my life a little easier.
And again, that is June 4th?
That is June 4th. It's a Thursday. So last year, the weather was not very beautiful. It poured all morning. We thought we might have to cancel it, but we ended up golfing. Maybe not everybody golfed all their holes. Some people dipped out early. But again, even though that was the case, we saw one of our most profitable years, which is just really, really awesome to see.
Well, that segues me into the final thing I want to talk about for the last few minutes. We're with Jana Raby. She's the FCHC Foundation coordinator person. What is your...
Yes, FCHC Foundation Director.
Director, okay. This has been going on for just, you know, a couple short years here, but there seems to be a great interest and a great amount of passion in the FCHC Foundation, Jana.
Yes, for sure. I think that I enjoy my job and I love doing what I do because I do get to work in the community that I was raised in and maybe work with a lot of those people I've had different connections with. So just having it in a professional connection is also just a lot more easy and it's fun. So it's just something awesome that we keep working on. Our capital campaign is still our heart and vascular center. So if you haven't had the opportunity to see that or hear about that, that's just something that I encourage everybody to go check out our Facebook page. You're going to be seeing a lot more marketing efforts made on our behalf lately. We're just working on a lot of cool things, and we've been noticing that maybe people don't always understand what we have available just right here in our small, small town. So just getting that word out there and inviting people to come to the hospital, ask those questions. We've been doing tours of the hospital, so we just had Wauseon Rotary come visit, and just even our local business owners saying, wow, I didn't know that was right here. So we just want to keep bringing those groups in, school groups, adult groups, any kind of people we can to educate them and then let them go spread the word for us as well.
Fantastic. And you've had a unique perspective on this. You worked with FCHC Fitness for a while.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you moved into the foundation director role. But in both of those roles, you've had a tremendous amount of communication with the public and their view, their opinions, their feelings about FCHC. There's a lot of community pride with this hospital.
Yes, for sure. I think we live here. I say this over and over and over again, but we all live here for a reason. And one of those reasons is we like our people and we like our small community. So just being able to a short drive from home, you can go get almost any service you might need and not have to venture out to Toledo if that's not a comfortable drive you're making, or the nurses, for example, are just familiar faces most of the time. So that's why we live here. And if we can keep providing those services, that'll be awesome. So these are just great events to support. You can always support the foundation without attending an event. We always have opportunities, and I'm always willing to have any sort of conversation.
Okay, terrific. Jana Raby, our guest, the FCHC Foundation Director. And again, for all of these events, the Doctor's Day, the Nurses Week, the 5K, the golf outing. Get the website one more time for folks who want to get involved or just inquire about the foundation.
Yeah, for sure. So that is fchcfoundation.org. Or if you're not comfortable on the web, you can always give me a call at my direct line, which is 419-337-7318.
You're doing a terrific job.
Thank you.
It's great to see you.
Yes, good to see you too.
And thanks for keeping us updated. And we hope to talk with you soon about more events coming with FCHC Foundation, okay?
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me.
And this is Health Centering on the Radio. We are brought to you, as always, by our friends and partners at Fulton County Health Center. They're on the World Wide Web at fultoncountyhealthcenter.org. And again, for foundation information, check out fchcfoundation.org. And thanks for listening to Health Centering.